Shabbat Shalom. With the war raging in Ukraine, we are seeing the reality of human suffering and peril. We have always known that a crisis can erupt at any time. And now, what felt like a distant and unlikely possibility confronts us. We are increasingly aware of how quickly things can change and how vulnerable we always are. We tell each other stories as a way of facing this reality of life. We share all kinds of warning stories and cautionary tales. These can be on a national level, such as retelling the story of what happened in this country on January 6, 2021. Or these can be on a more personal level about the dangers inherent in day-to-day life, such as don't stand too close to the subway tracks because several people have been pushed. Or when biking in the bike lane, watch out for opening car doors because cyclists have been injured. Or don't walk through the brambles of Central Park at night because people have been mugged. These stories are like the protective parent telling their child, remember and don't forget, followed by a piece of advice oft repeated in hopes of getting it internalized. This week, we celebrate a special Shabbat called Shabbat Zachor, the Shabbat of Remembrance, which falls every year on the Shabbat that precedes Purim, a time when we are steeped in two cautionary tales, the first of which I spoke about last week. We are commanded to remember Amalek, who is a symbol of evil in Jewish tradition, in order to blot out evil. But our sages took this even further and not only looked to uproot evil in society, but to uproot the capacity for evil within each one of us. As the Maggid of Mezrich said, every person needs to wipe out an evil portion that we call by the name of Amalek buried in their heart. The seed of Amalek is always found in the world, and since every person is also considered a small world, there is reality to Amalek being the force of evil in every person that wakes up every time to entice a person to do wrong. And on account of this comes the commandment to remember in the Torah. In this way, the narrative of Amalek is a cautionary tale, warning us to remember our own propensity to do harm. It pushes us to be self-reflective, to notice when we find ourselves being pulled by hurtful thoughts that can lead to harmful actions. It is why Judaism places such a strong value on practicing humility and compassion. The Torah knew these things need to be cultivated within us, as we are all capable of wielding injustice. This is illuminated by the commandment to remember also what God did to Miriam on the journey upon leaving Egypt. This episode retells one of a series of uprisings and challenges to Moses' leadership, in which Moses' sister Miriam, along with Aaron, move against Moses because of their jealousy of his power. They say to God, has God spoken only through Moses? Has God not spoken through us as well? Furthermore, they complain against Moses' dark-skinned wife. In an ironic turn, God punishes Moses, afflicting her with a skin disease that turns her skin as white as snow. This cautionary tale reminds us of our own capacity to act with injustice. All people have the capacity for hateful words. All of us have the capacity to do hateful acts. Even the greatest of us, as represented by Miriam and Moses, have that capacity. We are commanded to remember these stories in order to guard against this tendency within ourselves. This week, we also remember and retell The narrative involving Amalek's descendant, Haman, who also seeks to destroy the Jewish people. Though the story of Purim is filled with cartoonish characters and outlandish plot lines, there is a moving verse that is earnest and heartfelt in this sea of dark comedy. Esther has learned about Haman's plot to kill the Jews. In a moment of doubt, she is unsure if she can rise to the occasion. She fears for her life. Mordecai strengthens her with these words. Who knows? Perhaps you have been put in this position just in order to be able to respond to such a crisis. You never know what moment or what single action will change the fate of the world. We cannot forget that we each have the ability to have a positive impact. On this Shabbat of Remembrance, we are told to both remember and to not forget. What's the difference? Remembering is telling a story. It's teaching Torah. It's recounting the past to the next generation. Not forgetting is fighting the urge to put things completely behind us. We want to forget that it was ever bad. We want to forget that we have made poor decisions. We want to forget that we have hurt others and hurt ourselves. But we are equally capable of lifting ourselves up and healing the world. We have both, and we have to choose time and again. The Baal Shem Tov said, "In remembrance lies the secret of redemption." Perhaps this is because the act of remembering, of not forgetting, can create a better future in which we lead with compassion, humility, and courage, laying the foundation for freedom for all. Shabbat Shalom.